Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Good Tuesday. It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Boy, what an action-packed first hour. What did we learn? It looks like the Mummers, based on Anonymous and a couple of emails I've gotten, are going to do some kind of parade on New Year's Day. It's going to be interesting. I hope they do it right down Broadway. That would be even better. 855-839-1210. Yesterday, our guy, and if things end up being the way, I'll get to Laura Ingraham here in a moment, what she said last night. It's making a lot of news. If Bill McSwain is not here because President Trump is not there in Washington, yesterday, he unsealed an indictment against 15 defendants associated with the South Philly and Southern New Jersey La Cosa Nostra. They're calling it LCN throughout here.
I've never seen it. If it's Italian, you'd have a better pronunciation than that.
Well, that's true. LCN. I was going to stick with LCN. Maybe Anthony DiRenzo. Anthony,
I gotta go find him. He went to the bathroom. I'll go grab him.
Oh, that's
give me 20 seconds.
As soon as we're talking about the mob, DiRenzo goes to the bathroom, maybe placing a call on me. That's where he might be. Anyhow, the defendants charged in the seven counts are Stephen Mazzarone, a.k.a. Stevie. That's not much of a nickname, right? The head guy is apparently Dominic Grandi, a.k.a., allegedly, Dom, a.k.a. Mr. Hopkins, a.k.a. Mr. Brown, a.k.a. Dom 14.
I've traced him down.
Yes?
Yeah, McSwain was with him. Asking some questions.
But, asking some questions, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yes. I did find him. Yeah.
As the mob infiltrated the show. Hey, Anthony, give us a pronunciation of Cosa Nostra.
Cosa Nostra.
See, that's how a real Italian does.
When you talk to the family, you know.
Thank you. Daddy DiRenzo is not going to like this. You're on the heritage thing here.
Stereotyping
of that, right. Hardworking Italians like Daddy DiRenzo. One day he's going to call in and put the kibosh on this.
Were you guys talking about the Tony Meatball stuff?
Yeah, I'm getting to him. Some of these nicknames. How about this next one? Joseph Cerevito, a.k.a.
Oh my gosh.
Joey Electric.
Are these stripper names or mob names?
Salvatore Mazzione, a.k.a. Sonny. Joseph Malone. How did he get in here? How did this guy get in here? How did they let Joseph Malone get in here? What is this, the Untouchables? Louis Beretta, a.k.a. Louis Sheep. Uh-oh. Louis Sheep.
I have Papa D, Daddy DiRenzo of the DiRenzo mob in my... My DMs here saying that his son Anthony is just a half-breed. He's not a real Italian.
He says about you too, Dom.
I know he does. He says it about everybody. Victor DeLuca, a.k.a. Big Vic. Now we're starting to get here. Kenneth.
Big Vic Nick.
Arabia. That's right. Kenny. Daniel Castelli. Danny. A.k.a. Cozy. A.k.a. Butch, a.k.a. Harry. How come some of these guys have at least four a.k.a.s?
They can't really know who they are. They're doing some important stuff.
Carl Chinese. Wasn't that the guy from Sopranos? Dominic. Anthony Gafoli, a.k.a. Tony Meatballs. All right, now we've arrived. Now we're getting down to it. I like Joey Electric maybe better, or Louis Sheep.
Hey, Joey Electric, Tony Meatball.
Hey, Tony Meatball. Don't get them confused. Hey, I'm Joey Electric, not Tony Meatballs. John Romeo. Romeo. Daniel Malatesta. Daniel Buccheroni. And John Michael Payne. Wait a minute. How does a guy named John Michael Payne get in here? What is he, the lawyer?
What are Payne and Malone doing here?
Yeah, but Payne might be the lawyer. I'm really, you know,
maybe
John
the Michael. Guys.
I never heard of a mob guy with the three names. I got it, you know, unless it's some nickname in there.
That's all he is.
Joseph Michael Payne. Yeah, age 34. So we all agree Tony Meatballs is probably the best, though, right?
What would be the Dom Giordano mob name?
Yeah, that's true.
The hair?
The hair. Dom the The wig.
Hey, you guys need a job done? Call the hair.
Painting houses. That was last year, the Irishman. It is amazing to me, though. But Bill McSwain, apparently the usual stuff, racketeering, conspiracy, illegal gambling, loan sharking, extortion, and drug trafficking. So I guess the mob moved away from the Godfather. You know, no, none of that stuff. No drug trafficking. Can't be doing that. Even in there, some of them were. LCN is one of several LCN organized crime families that exist in cities across the United States, according to the indictment. Bill McSwain, again, on top of this. What are we going to do without Bill McSwain if it comes to that? Now, last two things yesterday kind of got us to the point where we're rapidly getting out of legal cases here. A, President Trump allowed that it was okay for the GSA, that's the infrastructure, to start the transition talks with the Biden people, while also saying he wasn't conceding. He was going to continue forward with some of these cases. Well, most of them are at the end of the road. They're just hoping that the Supreme Court picks up on them. And the two, I had Alan Dershowitz on the Jim Bohannon show last night. He made a great point. Two of them here in Pennsylvania, this rogue Supreme Court, and this rogue Secretary of State, they exceeded their authority. They're unconstitutional. But the number of votes involved is not significant enough to overturn this. Now, in Dom's mind, if you're engaged in something like these two have been, that ought to be enough to have a recount, throw out all that, do something. There's got to be some remedy. And the only remedy, they say, is you would lose by a little bit less. The one that has significance out of all these Trump lawsuits involves the idea of massive fraud here, either the voting machines or other mechanisms. Now, Dan, I actually had this woman going back and forth with me emailing. I just told her, you got to stop this stuff. That skinny Joey Merlino, not Joey Skinny Merlino, skinny Joey Merlino, alleged crime boss here, allegedly for years in Philadelphia, was involved with 300,000 ballots dropped off illegally at the convention center. Oh, God. You gotta deal with reality here. Ah, where'd the guy go with my nickname? He had a good one here.
Oh, so, he dropped off?
Yeah,
hey,
he did.
Dominic Fortyyard.
Yeah.
It works. Dominic Fortyyard.
He's got to call back. We need that. So this idea that miraculously, this is Laura Ingraham last night, and I wanted to ask, are people okay with what she said? She gave all of Trump's accomplishments. She talked about her own credibility as a conservative populist, but she essentially said it would take a miracle for this to turn around. That's where we are. In other words, the cases that are unconstitutional are not going to add up in Pennsylvania to enough votes. Where I think they're getting better grounding here is in Georgia. And you know the reason I like really pursuing all out in Georgia, because of these Senate races coming up to try to chill. So I would proceed all out and continue it in Georgia in any way, shape, or form and try to put some people in jail to try to chill Democrats there. They're not going to do this in the Senate races coming up. And there's some funny business there, the water pipe breaking, Republicans sent home allegedly, Democrats there. That's where it stands. But boy, I'll tell you, Fox News is really, really firing all in all different directions there. You got the news department calling Joe Biden president-elect, and Martha McCollum does too. Then you have the big three. You have Tucker Carlson talking about big tech stealing the election, not through voting machines, but through donations and bankrupting Republican funding and what they do on Facebook and things like on Twitter. Then you have Ingram last night saying that it's probably over. I haven't seen a big backlash against Laura Ingram. Maybe she took it from the fact that the president saying it's okay to start with the transitioning toward Joe Biden. And I think that's appropriate while not conceding that he's not going to stop these, he's not going to go forward with these legal battles. So that's where we are this morning. And I know last night I had some people that, a few people did go after Laura. How dare she? I thought she was with Trump. Well, I think she put it clearly. She didn't want to lie to the audience and say it's only a matter of time until they break this loose. Because we've heard that, and we haven't seen any outline of the evidence that's there on the big issue, on the fraud issue. On the other ones, it's clear. In Pennsylvania, they violated the Constitution. Will the Supreme Court take it up? They should take it up, if not just for this election, but for future elections. Somebody's got to go to jail around these things. Somebody's got to suffer something. Otherwise, particularly with mail-in balloting, you're going to have more examples of people trampling the rules. Not necessarily outright fraud, where people are just shoveling votes in for the other party. I'm not saying that. And by the way, thanks to all the people that wrote after yesterday and tweeted, and most people were on board, you don't attack Wrong Way Murphy at dinner with his family. So what did Wrong Way Murphy do yesterday? He played it to his political advantage. When asked about it, he said, look, you can come after me and my wife. We're players, we're in this game, but you can't go after the family, just as I predicted he would. And what are you going to say about that? If you get off hearing that crude, stupid woman right out of the box, hollering stuff at him, dinner with his family, something's wrong with you. It really is. Maybe you ought to join the left. And I'm saying it tactically, too, though. You don't want to win. You just want to vent. I realize people want to vent. People are revved up after all that's happened here. They're taking away Thanksgiving. They're taking away the drinking night tomorrow night before Thanksgiving here in Pennsylvania with these outlandish things going on. But the only way you defeat these people is not just venting. It's like people like Frank Ryan that we had on, trying to call attention to this one guy in the Supreme Court and start impeachment hearings. Even if he's not impeached, hopefully it will make other members of this rogue court realize it could happen to them if they overstep their bounds, which several of them already have done. It's a strange situation here. And the media, you got to realize, part of it is the media is backing them up. You don't see, other than things that I write and a few other people, how outrageous this Pennsylvania Supreme Court is. All right, so 855-839-1210. The last column I wrote last Thursday is the one that's gotten the most response in the Bucks County, Doylestown Intelligencer, and all the rest. And I thought I might write this time, and you can help me out a little bit. I'm writing my heroes, if you will, locally. What public officials, what people that are in office that are public officials, and who are the top goats, if you will, kind of a cheers and jeers? Who are the people locally? Number one on my list, the MVP this year has been David Damsker out there in Bucks County. If not for that guy, I think schools all across the area, not just Montgomery County, would be shut down. Because he's held the line there. He's helped out at the state level. Delaware County, Chester County, they're not making a move. Bucks County certainly is not going to move toward that. Meanwhile, Montgomery County is out of control. My number one person here that is the epitome, other than Philadelphia, we get Philadelphia, Kenny, Krasner. I got a contest going on between Madeline Dean and Valerie Arcouche. I'm leaning toward Arcouche as more out of control.
In one corner, we have
decency.
In the other,
right,
we have...
That's right. Two of our favorites, without a doubt. My other hero here that's come to is the police chief out there in Abington, Molloy. That guy is as good as it gets when we've had him on in the middle of all this stuff. Kathy Barnett, who ran against Madeline Dean, just did a great job, too, of exposing a lot of this stuff. And this Montgomery County Board of Health, These guys and men and women, just a joke what they're doing here. So those are a few of my thoughts. Any that you'd like to second or nominate, I'd love to hear them. 855-839-1210. You got a line. Side question of the day. We haven't gotten a lot called in. We got many on Twitter at DomShow1210. Hit us with your favorite Ryan. We had Ryan Costello on. We had Frank Ryan. And coming up at 11, we're going to have a guy from Jack Daniels, Ryan Welsh, talking about holiday cordials, drinks, cocktails, mixologist, simple ones that you might want to do. You might have one of your own you can send us to. 855-839-1210. You get a line though. So Laura Ingraham yesterday, I think, in a thoughtful, logical way, saying only a miracle now is going to do this. Is it too soon? And she was out of step. Tucker Carlson pivoting the other way. Hannity is just going to continue saying what he's saying. Isn't that lying to her viewers if she doesn't say, by her judgment, she clerked for a Supreme Court justice, she is an all-time solid populist conservative. She doesn't see it here unless we see evidence, outline of that, a fraud that they're going to introduce in court that's substantial. As I said, in Pennsylvania, they're a winner on these two constitutional issues, but there are sadly not enough votes attached to them. That's not the way it works. You can just turn it. I think George is the focus.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.